Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa. Yesterday was a long day, at least for me. Today's going to be another long day.
Today is going to be a long one because we have our Christmas party tonight.
Yes, company Christmas party is scheduled for this afternoon.
I got to say, I am very, very pleasantly surprised when I opened up the invitation. It's over by 7. We're done. We're out of there.
Yeah.
Done by 7.
That's how it was last year as well.
That's my kind of party, though.
And every year before that. It's usually like 4 to 7, and then that's it.
I just love a sensible party. I really do.
It's more like a happy hour hang. That's really all we're doing. Do you have an outfit picked out for tonight?
I do not. I was actually just about to ask you the same thing to try to take some inspiration. I don't know what the vibe is. Like, there was no dress code on the invite.
No, it's more like a casual thing, though.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, if you wear jeans, I think that's fine. Just nice jeans. I think you just need to look
holes.
Presentable.
Okay.
Like, you're going to happy hour. I think that's all you need.
Yeah. Work appropriate happy hour.
I'm wearing, I believe, khaki pants.
Okay, so you're dressing up.
Well, it's tough for me to fit in jeans right now.
Oh, that's true. That is true. You are working with the boot.
With my walking boots. Mm-hmm. So these pants just have more flex to them. So I'm wearing these khaki pants that I have, and it's a green top. So
okay.
I'm wearing khaki and green.
Okay, that's at least a little helpful.
Letting you know that because I do want to get pictures tonight.
Okay, I'll try to coordinate something that will look okay with that. Now I have so much pressure. What kind of green? I have questions. There's so many different colors of green. Is it a dark green, a forest green?
I believe it's a forest.
Okay, all right, that helps. A sage? Are we sure it's not a sage green?
See, I only knew those green colors that you mentioned before. Now, when you start talking about sage, I don't know what you're talking about.
This is too deep in the weeds.
Right. So I'm going to say it's forest green.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll just cross my fingers and hope it's all right.
I hope that helps. The Q Morning Show. Let's go to Solon so we can talk to Colleen and get a good vibe this morning. Colleen, good morning.
Good morning.
Please share a good vibe with us.
I am really proud of myself. I was able to replace the shower head. It was leaking. I put a new one up. I did it perfectly. I had found a video online of how to do it. I did not need my husband's help. And he came home and took a shower, and he looked at me and he said, "Did you replace the shower head by yourself?" I said, "Yes, I did. There is no more leak." And I am so proud of myself. Yeah, I wasn't crying. I was able to do it. And I did it under 30 minutes, too.
Whoa.
Which I'm very proud of.
Was this something that you were asking your husband to do and he just wasn't getting around to it?
Yes. And, you know, I know he's busy, but I'm not the best at fixing things. I grew up where my dad would fix things with, you know, tape.
I bet he got nervous when he saw that new shower head. And he was like, oh, my God, she just took it into her own hands. I'm in so much trouble right now.
I was actually really proud of myself because I didn't need him to do it. I was able to do it.
Yeah.
I didn't give myself enough credit.
Did your husband inspect it and say, good job?
Well, I'm sure he probably did when he was in the shower.
Yeah.
But he said, you know, wow, thank you so much. I'm sorry that I had forgotten to do it. But I was just really proud that I was able to do it.
Well, you should be. Gosh darn
no
it.
More leak.
She's an independent woman who don't need no man.
Exactly.
Colleen, thanks for sharing that win with us. We love that good vibe.
Thank you.
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. I was just thinking about Colleen, who called in, Colleen from Solon, talking about her husband who wouldn't replace the shower head and she just did it herself.
Oh, yeah.
I also have another example of why I am a terrible husband.
Oh.
Something that just happened yesterday.
What'd you do?
I'll let you know. After Taylor Swift, the Q Morning Show. Q104, it's Bill and Alyssa. Good morning. So yesterday when I got home, I was not alone. Paula, my wife, had the day off yesterday.
Oh, fun.
Now, when I get home from work, usually I have a little bit more work to do. So I will unpack my bag and I'll jump on the couch and I'll have my laptop and I'll do a little bit more work and then I'll have some lunch and continue on with my day. So as I'm on the couch and I'm on the laptop, Paula comes up to me and she's like, would you like some lunch? And I said, yeah, I'd love some lunch. And she starts listing off a bunch of things. She's like, would you like some leftover pasta? I'm like, no, that doesn't sound good. Mm-hmm. She's like, do you just want a sandwich? Nah, I don't want a sandwich. She's like, do you want like a frozen burrito? I'm like, no, that doesn't sound good.
She's like, I didn't want to play a guessing game. I wanted to get you lunch.
I said, don't worry about me. I said, I'm good. I said, I'm going to finish up here and I'll find something. Don't worry. So I finish out my work and I hobble into the kitchen and I'm like, okay, what do I want? And I open up the fridge. What I ended up, I pulled out some bagels and I took out an egg and I got some bacon and I fried up my own bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich on a bagel.
Very nice. Very nice. That sounds delicious right now.
And then Paula wanders back into the kitchen. And she's looking at me, and she starts preparing her own lunch. And I looked at her, and that's when the light switch went off again. And I said, would you have liked a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich? Bagel sandwich? She's like, yeah.
Yes!
I would have liked one. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. She's like, I said, I can pull everything back out. I said, I can make you one right now. She's like, no. She's like, I've been with you for over 20 years. This is how I know you are. You only think about yourself. You don't think about me.
Oh, no. I thought that you were going to save it. I thought that like it clicked and like maybe you made another one for her. Like just right there without her asking. But
I tried to. I said, I'll get another egg. I'll get some more bacon. I said, the pans are still on the stove. They're still hot. I said, I can make you a bacon, egg, and cheese bacon sandwich
and
right now.
She's like, no, the moment's gone.
Forget it. She's like, this is how it is with you. You're never going to change.
Oh my God.
I can't tell you why I didn't think of it before I made my lunch to offer to make her one too. I don't know.
I think it's just a man thing. I think actually, maybe not even a man, just a person thing, especially if you're hungry. When I'm hungry, the only thing I'm thinking about is the food in front of me. I'm not thinking about anybody else.
In my mind, I was thinking that I was not putting her out because I wasn't asking her to make me any lunch.
Right.
I did it myself. So I'm thinking I'm being
helping.
Self-sufficient. Yeah. I'm being self-sufficient. I'm not bothering her. And yet I wasn't being thoughtful at the same time. Mm. And I do this all the time. Another example she always brings up is whenever we're about to like eat something at the dinner table, I will pull out one plate, one fork.
Oh my
God. She's like, you know, I'm eating too.
No, my husband Bryce does this too. And I've actually never said anything to him about it. But I'm always like, you could get one more bowl out. Like, because he'll just be like, food's done. Because he'll make dinner. And he'll be like, food's done. And just like get himself a bowl. And like, and I'm like, you could at least put one out. Okay. Thank you.
I don't know what it is. I don't know what glitch is in the system that causes me to do that. But I'm only thinking about myself. I'm not thinking about her. I'm trying to get better. I thought I was getting better.
Well, you guys have been together, what?
Yeah.
Married 18 years. Maybe by year 19 of marriage, you'll remember to start making her a sandwich when you make yourself one.
I don't think so. She's already given up. I mean, this woman has taken such good care of me over
she
the
really
past
has.
3 weeks as I've been inconveniencing everyone with this fractured ankle. And now
we've been taking suggestions of what Bill can get for his wife, Paula, for Christmas, because she needs a really good gift this year.
It's got to be something really nice.
If you have any suggestions, 216-474-0104. We're all ears.
I've been the bleep hole since 2001, since we've been together.
Wow, would you look at that?
Who else is the bleep hole this morning? Am I the bleep hole? On the way, 725, the Q Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. I did have to chuckle when I read Robert's submission for Am I the Bleep Hole? So let's get to it. Robert, good morning.
Good morning.
Why are you the bleep hole?
Well, apparently I'm the bleep hole for running my snowblower at 4 a.m. the other day.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, you're already judging him? What if he has a good excuse?
I mean, I'm all ears, I guess, if you want to try to explain yourself.
Yeah, I do a lot of snow plowing on the side, and I was working pretty much all Saturday night into Sunday. And because I'm doing all this side hustle stuff, I didn't have time to do my own sidewalk. So I got to do this before the kids go to school on Monday, and I just didn't have any other time.
Okay, so 4 a.m. was the only time that you could get the snow blowing done on Monday morning.
I have to be at work at 7 a.m. I had to get up early. I've got kids, and it literally only took 15 minutes.
Okay, so who had an issue with this?
My neighbors. I get this nasty note when I get home from work, and it's in there asking me to if I could stop blowing snow so early in the morning. And, yeah, I was just sort of surprised, like, I didn't have any other time to do it.
216-474-0104. Alyssa, you have a problem with this?
I mean, 4 a.m.? I would almost prefer you to run it at, like, 9 p.m. the night before, maybe.
Well, he was tired. He was out plowing people's driveways.
I get that, but, like, 4 a.m. is aggressive.
216-474-0104. Let's get into this. Am I the bleep hole? Robert says the only time he could use his snowblower was 4 a.m. this past Monday morning.
I mean, we wake up early, and I'm not out there running it that early. Do you run your snowblower before the show?
I don't own a snowblower.
Okay, well.
But if I had one, would I that early? Probably not. But at the same time, I also know that neighbors get upset when you don't do anything, when you don't shovel, when you don't use your snowblower.
I guess it's a lesser of two evils at that point.
216-474-0104. Let's get into it. Is Robert the bleep hole, the Q Morning Show? Ooh, this text just came in. Can you please stop playing the 7:30 banger? All of those songs are awful.
Excuse me? I beg your pardon?
I like the 7:30 banger.
Yeah. My gosh, we're just trying to have some fun.
We'll reevaluate for 2026 if you guys aren't digging the 7:30 banger. Well, it can go away.
I'm not getting rid of it. I'm sorry. I don't do that well in customer service. I like the 7:30 banger. It's staying.
Here's what we're doing right now. We're in the middle of Am I the Bleep Hole? Robert is taking some heat in the neighborhood because on Monday morning, the Monday after the big snowstorm that we had, he was out snow blowing at 4 a.m. on Monday morning because he had a big day ahead of him. He had to get to work and everything else. And some of his neighbors, I don't know if they got together, if it was just one of them, left him an anonymous note, said, hey, really don't appreciate you snow blowing at 4 a.m. Brandy in Mayfield, is Robert the bleep hole?
Absolutely.
Why do you think so?
There's noise ordinance issues. Like, he's obviously breaking that. Someone could have called the cops. The cops could have rolled up and
I've always
been very happy to roll up.
Does the snowblower count as part of the noise ordinance? Because I always think of, like, parties or, like, loud music.
Okay.
I also thought that, like, any kind of, like, home construction or lawnmower, like, counted in that as well. So I would assume that a snowblower would. Mm. I don't know.
I'm just playing devil's advocate, okay?
It's a noise disturbance, so I think it would still count as a noise ordinance.
But would the snowstorm be the extenuating circumstances to bypass the noise ordinance? Is that possible? I mean, it's kind of like we're in a little bit of a snow emergency.
I mean, if we have anybody in law enforcement listening that actually might know the answer to that question, I would love to know.
Liz is in Brunswick. Is Robert the bleep hole for the 4 a.m. snow blowing on Monday?
I say absolutely not. I say no. My kids have to go to the bus stop every morning, so I want the sidewalks to be plowed before they get to the bus stop. And some of those high schoolers are at the bus stop at 6 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So if he had to get to work, I want my sidewalks plowed for my kids to get to the bus stop. And they don't have close bus stops either.
Yeah. Safety issue.
Yeah. I mean, I remember trudging through that snow when I was a kid. It's not fun. Not fun at all.
All right. Let's see what David has to say. David's in North Royalton. David, good morning.
Good morning.
Can you settle this for us? Bleep hole or no bleep hole?
No bleep hole. If anything, the people that complain are the bleep holes. I mean, you can't even hear it. I mean, so I don't see what the problem is. And if anything, it's kind of like comforting. It's like rain, you know, in the summer.
Oh, like
it's
white
comforting.
Noise.
Comforting.
It is kind of like a white noise, though. I know what you're saying. Like, it's just kind of there. It's like having a fan on.
I can just imagine myself just laying in bed at 4 a.m. and I'm listening. I'm like, oh, that's Robert out there snowblowing. Oh, what a great guy. I love that guy.
I get like that sometimes during the summer. If I take naps and people are running their lawnmower, I wake up and I'm like,
That's true. When I take my nap after the show is over, or at least I attempt to. Yeah, a lot of times I'll
wake up to a lawnmower.
Lawnmowers, weed whackers.
I mean, I don't mind it so much, so I guess I wouldn't. I've never been woken up by a snow blower. I do still think that he's the bleep hole for running it that early.
Right, but again, I mean, it's not like we have snowstorms every day. It's just a once in a blue moon kind of a thing.
You say that with such confidence, as if you haven't lived in Northeast Ohio. We don't know what kind of winter we're having.
No,
we don't know. This could be, we could have months of this, Bill.
But you understand my point. It's like, it's a nuanced conversation. It was the snowstorm coming off this past weekend on Monday morning, and he wanted to get everything cleared.
Yeah, maybe just not perfectly prepared.
Yeah. I don't know what the answer is. I wouldn't do it in my neighborhood, but I'm not necessarily mad at the guy.
I get it.
216-474-0104. If there's anything further.
There's been bigger bleep holes, but I do still think he is one.
The Q Morning Show, Q104. I'm laughing because I'm trying to read all the texts on the text machine about am I the bleep hole? But all of these texts are coming in about the 7:30 banger. Where so there's people.
We got a text a little bit ago saying to can the 7:30 banger because they don't like the songs.
And there's other people texting in like, yes, I agree. 7:30 banger. The songs are terrible. Sorry about that. But then there's texts in support of the 7:30 banger as well.
Who knew it was so controversial?
It's hard to make a decision over text. Like, I don't know who is texting.
Yeah.
And so I texted this one person back. I said, just out of curiosity, what kind of music do you like? And they said, I like oldies like the British Invasion.
Bill started laughing, and I'm over here like, yes, let's get some Depeche Mode on. I'm not playing around. Let's go. You didn't take that seriously. I 100% did. I'm like, I think we can make that happen.
Wait, what? Wait, make what happen?
Enjoy the silence. Let's get something on. Let's get some new wave on.
Do you think, do you honestly believe that the British Invasion is Depeche Mode?
Yes. Yes, I do. That's
oh
not.
My God. Can you please?
Wait, is that not?
Does Kent State offer some sort of a music history course that you could take online?
I took it.
Well, you didn't pay attention.
I paid money to take it. History of rock and roll. I took that class. I also took history of jazz.
And so you think it's Depeche Mode?
Are we talking
leading the British invasion in the 1960s?
You're talking like the Beatles. I'm talking a different kind of
Good. God.
Sorry, we're on different wavelengths right now.
I'm sorry I don't have any British invasion questions this morning on Alyssa's College of Knowledge, because you would get that one wrong.
Yes, I would.
216-474-0104. Caller 14. Let's play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. There are Christmas questions in there. Christmas music lyrics, Christmas movie lines. Take on Alyssa and win some of our Bill and Alyssa coffee mugs. We'll give you a set. 216-474-0104. Caller 14. Call right now. Jennifer in Lorain is here to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning.
It's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you answer more questions right than Alyssa, Jennifer, you're going to win this game. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, Alyssa wins. All ties go to Alyssa. Jennifer, are you ready?
Yes.
It's a Christmas lyric question to kick it off. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not blank.
Out.
Question two, the name of the one-eyed green monster from Monsters, Inc.
Mike Wazowski.
Question number three, the movie from 2023 that won 7 Academy Awards, including Best Picture, but it wasn't Barbie.
I have no idea.
All right, let's try question four. Tonight, if I counted correctly, should be the fourth night of the Jewish festival of Hanukkah. What is the name of the object that is traditionally lit each evening?
Oh my gosh. I have no idea. I know I should know it.
All right. We'll wrap it up with our Christmas movie line. Here is the 5th question. Jennifer, identify this movie.
And what can I get you for Christmas?
Don't tell him what you want. He's a liar.
Let the kid talk.
You disgust me. How can you live with yourself?
Just cool it, Zippy.
You sit on a throne of lies.
What is that movie, Jennifer?
Is it Home Alone?
Okay, Jennifer. You started out so good. I had high hopes. You got the first two, but then missed the last three.
Oh.
So 2 out of 5 is your score today.
Okay.
Maybe Alyssa isn't going to do any better than that. We'll find out. Alyssa returns to the studio. Alyssa's College of Knowledge continues next. The Q Morning Show. All right. Alyssa's back. It's Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Alyssa, meet Jennifer in Lorraine.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
Jennifer went 2 for 5 today.
Okay.
She started off great, but then maybe these last three questions are really tricky.
Ooh.
Let's see how Alyssa does compared to Jennifer. Question number one, our Christmas lyric question. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not blank.
Pout.
Pout is correct. Question two, the name of the one-eyed green monster from Monsters, Inc.
Mike Wazowski.
Mike Wazowski is correct. So now we have a tie, but we still need to find out the answers to these three questions. The movie from 2023 that won 7 Academy Awards, including Best Picture, but it wasn't Barbie.
Oppenheimer?
Oppenheimer is correct. Question four, tonight should be the fourth night of the Jewish festival of Hanukkah, if I counted correctly. What is the name of the object that is traditionally lit each evening?
A menorah.
A menorah is the correct answer. Final question. It's our Christmas movie line. Alyssa, name this Christmas movie.
And what can I get you for Christmas?
Don't tell him what you want. He's a liar.
Let the kid talk.
You disgust me. How can you live with yourself?
Just cool it, Zippy.
You sit on a throne of lies.
It's Elf.
That is Elf. And Alyssa goes 5 for 5 again.
Woo! Good game, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to us. Happy holidays to you as well.
Thank you. My name is Jennifer, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
The Q Morning Show. This is kind of random, but I do want to get a little nostalgic. Can you think back when you were in elementary school, middle school, whatever, and you would get out of school for the day to go on a field trip?
Oh, yeah. Those were the best days.
Where would you go? Oh, my goodness. Excuse you. You all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Was that a sneeze or a cough? Are you coughing or sneezing?
It's a cough. I have a little tickle in my throat.
All right. How come it only happens when the microphones are on?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I tried to hit the cough button to mute myself, but apparently it doesn't work.
216-474-0104. I'm wondering if it was different for me, because even though I grew up in Northeast Ohio, I grew up farther away from downtown Cleveland because I was born in Canton. And then I spent most of my formative years in the Dover, New Philadelphia area. And if anybody knows, there's nothing going on down there.
No, there's really not much.
So I kind of felt like my field trips were lame compared to people who would live closer to the city. I want to explore that a little bit.
Yeah, I'm curious what kind of places you would go living down there.
216-474-0104. It's Q104. We're talking about field trips when you were a kid. Text comes in, says, my son is in 7th grade at North Ridgeville, and they're going to see The Christmas Carol downtown today with his class. That's why I bring this up, because my son is also going to be downtown today to see A Christmas Carol.
Oh, okay, fun. So they're going to be at Playhouse Square.
They sure are, and I looked it up, and in fact, that is showing at the Great Lakes Theater, so that checks out. My son is not trying to pull a fast one on us. He is coming downtown. But I was thinking, that's a pretty good field trip, right? To come to Playhouse Square?
Yeah, I would say also, too, like for kids that go to school around the Cleveland area, a Playhouse Square field trip is pretty standard. I don't know if you had those because you were farther away.
I think that's my entire point is, if you grew up in the Cleveland metro area, I think that you have more access to cooler field trips when you're a kid.
Like, I totally agree.
Is there such a thing as a lame field trip when you grow up near Cleveland? Because I'm telling you, like as a kid growing up, like I remember when I was in Canton, I think we went to go see Peter and the Wolf at the Palace Theater in Canton. We had to go to the McKinley Monument. In Canton.
The what?
Yeah, well, President McKinley.
And okay.
But there's like 150 50 steps to get up to his monument.
Oh, boy, and you had to take them all.
But the worst is when our family moved to T County, and I grew up in Dover, and I feel like every year my class, and it was a very small class, too. My class size was only 12 kids.
Okay.
When I graduated 8th grade.
It's crazy to me.
Every year, we would have to go to the Warther Museum in Dover. I'm not sure if you're aware of this.
I'm not.
Alyssa?
I'm not at all. What kind of stuff do they have?
Dover is the home of Ernest Warther, the world's master carver.
Okay. Very neat.
So we'd have to walk into the museum and look at all these pieces of wood that this guy whittled all the livelong day.
And how long did you spend there?
It felt like hours.
Oh, my. Yeah, that doesn't sound like fun to me at all.
And I felt like we went there every single year.
Was there ever, like, new stuff? Or were you just going to go? No, just making sure that everything was right where you left it the year before.
There wasn't new stuff because he was dead. So he wasn't whittling anything new.
I see the problem.
So
yeah.
We're just looking at the same...
over and over again.
We're looking at the same boats and the same ships and anything that he would whittle.
I'm surprised that like nobody else brought this up. Like, it's the same 12 kids. Like, can we stop? Why are we doing this every
year? We did bring it up.
And they were like, we're going again. Shut up.
We would rather stay in school.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Q104, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. In that song, Russell Dickerson, at the beginning of the song, they're talking about now she's singing Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Uh-huh.
I'm assuming it's a bar. I'm assuming it's karaoke. If they had karaoke at the work Christmas party, would that be something that would excite you?
Yeah.
It would?
Yeah. I'd be so down for that. You're telling me you wouldn't?
I wonder if anybody had ever thought of that. To do it. Our work company party is tonight, and we just do a happy hour. And I think that works well. It's very casual. We can just have a couple of drinks, hang out, talk to each other.
I enjoy it because it's just like you don't have to stay the whole time. Pop in, say hello, have a drink, have some little finger foods, and that's it.
I think that's what people like about it.
Yeah.
I think if it was like a formal dinner or something like that, I think you would have less attendance.
And I mentioned this earlier, but it's done, completely done by 7. A dream. Seriously, a dream come true, because I worked at Odyssey in San Diego as well. Odyssey is the company that we work for here.
Right.
And our Christmas parties there did not end at 7. In fact, one year, like, it continued until like 4 o'clock in the morning. I don't know. I went home. I wasn't part of it, but it continued for a long time.
So what you're saying is we could go to the work Christmas party, and then we would just stay out all night and then just come to work the next morning? That sounds like fun.
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened at that Christmas party.
Maybe next year we try that.
I think I told this story last year, but at that Christmas party, it was at our office.
Mm-hmm.
And not one, not two, but 3 separate people threw up in the office.
Yeah, you don't want that.
And then it was like vomit gate the next day because we were trying to figure out who done it.
I think it has a lot to do with the demographics of your office.
I mean, so too.
You had a lot of young people, I would assume, that are attending the company party, and not that, you know, we're senior citizens, but I think that we're
young people, and also I think it's also just like when it's a little bit warmer outside, you're maybe a little more apt to get a little looser, have more fun.
216-474-0104. So our office Christmas party tonight, we anticipate, is going to be very chill. But if you want to tell us about your lame holiday party, like maybe you were forced to attend, you didn't want to attend.
Oh, that's silly. Mandatory holiday party. Did anybody have one of those?
Yeah. 216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now the Q Morning Show. Our company holiday party is tonight. My wife Paula already had her company party. She did not attend again this year. Do you know the reason why?
No.
Because you have to pay to go.
Stop it right now.
It's like $50
what?
A person. A person. So if she
it's
took
a wedding.
Me, yeah.
It's a wedding.
She's like, I'm not paying to go to my office Christmas party.
Absolutely not.
$100.
No, I definitely not. I don't blame her one bit.
Madeline's in Seven Hills. Madeline, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. Tell us about your lame Christmas party that you attended.
Okay. So I work for a company, although this year I'm in a different department now.
Okay.
But last year I was in their customer care team. So like I dealt with customer service calls, people basically calling to complain about things.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, it's okay. I let it roll off my back. But last year, I think my shift was either 4 to 10 or 4 to 11.
PM?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And so the company was like, we're going to have a Christmas party in the office from 3 to 6. So I had maybe like 40 minutes at the party. And then I had to go to work.
They still made you work?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it gets worse, though. Like, our area where we're in the customer care area, it's, like, enclosed in glass. And they're like, it's soundproof. Don't worry. No, it's not. They had a DJ. Okay. This woman is calling. And, I mean, when I tell you, she is ripping me a new one. And all I hear in the background is, like, the Humpty Dance.
Oh, my God. Wait. Oh, could she hear the music too? I feel like that would just infuriate her more.
I think, I mean, in my mind, I'm thinking she has to, and that's what's making her so elevated.
Oh, man.
And I like see everybody having a good time, dancing, getting drunk, and I am just getting ripped new ones by so many different people.
Are you the only one at this point accepting incoming complaint calls from customers and having to stare at everybody else having fun? Are you the only one?
Oh, no. There were like a couple of other people, but they were kind of new to the office.
I just imagine you guys sitting there with your headsets on. Meanwhile, Chad from the finance department is like wasted on the dance floor.
That is exactly, were you there? That's like exactly what was happening. It was insane.
That's so bad for morale, I would think. That
yeah.
If you have a Christmas party, it would be nice if everybody could attend the Christmas party. I know that's not possible in every single walk of life, but...
Especially not having to sit there and work in an office with glass walls,
right.
So you just get to see everybody having a good time.
Yeah.
Right, like, it was even harder to watch everybody have a good time.
Or maybe just let everybody have the night off. Maybe. Just saying.
Right. I mean, I wish. Well, this year, though, they cut costs. They're not even doing a Christmas.
That's too bad. Madeline, great story. Thank you so much for listening to us.
Thank you, guys. Merry Christmas.
Faye in Lakewood. Good morning, Faye.
Hey.
It's Alyssa's College of Knowledge, and you're going to play You versus Alyssa. Five questions of trivia. Whoever answers the most questions correctly will win the game. If it is a tie, Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready, Faye?
I'm ready.
Our first question is the Christmas lyrics question. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. The very next day, you fill in the rest.
You stole it away. You tore it away.
Question two. It's a U.S. state. It's also the name of a famous musical.
Oklahoma.
Question three. The classic band that has the song Bohemian Rhapsody.
Queen.
Question four. Alan Jackson and Jimmy Buffett both sang about how it's always okay to drink because it's this time somewhere.
It's 5 o'clock.
Final question is our Christmas movie line question. Faye, can you identify this Christmas movie?
You coming?
Where?
Why, to the North Pole, of course!
The Santa Claus.
The Santa Claus is your guess. All right, let me count you up here, Faye. I have you down 3 correct out of 5.
Nice.
Pretty good. Pretty good. It's Faye versus Alyssa. Round 2 of Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Next, the Q Morning Show. All right, Alyssa's back in studio. It's round 2, Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Alyssa, meet Faye in Lakewood.
Good morning, Faye.
Hi.
Faye did pretty well. She went 3 out of 5.
Nice.
Alyssa, you need 3 correct to tie Faye. Any more than that, you're going to win the game. Good luck, Faye. I hope Alyssa does terrible.
Hey.
Question number 1. It's our Christmas lyrics question. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. The very next day, you fill in the rest.
You gave it away.
That's correct. You gave it away. Faye was so close.
What'd she say?
She said, you tore it away? Or something like that.
That's a little more aggressive. Tore it away and threw it on the ground and stomped on it. I want a song with that.
Question 2. It's a U.S. state. It's also the name of a famous musical.
Oklahoma.
I didn't think you were going to get that one, but Alyssa has it. She has 2 points. Question 3. The classic band that has the song Bohemian Rhapsody.
Queen.
Queen is correct. Now Alyssa has the tie. Question 4. Alan Jackson and Jimmy Buffett both sang about how it's always okay to drink because it's this time somewhere.
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock is correct. She has 4. Final question is our Christmas movie line question. Alyssa, can you identify this movie?
You coming?
Where?
Why, to the North Pole, of course.
I can't stand this movie, but it's the Polar Express.
It is the Polar Express. Alyssa has gone 5 for 5 once again. This isn't even, I'm not even having fun this week. Like, you're
no,
just,
I'm not
just,
neither.
I know. She's just destroying everybody.
It's my gift to you, Bill. I'm just ruining your day.
Like, it's not, it feels not even fair. All right, Faye. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you, Faye.
Merry Christmas. Thank you. My name is Faye, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.